Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Welcome to Day 1190. Donald Trump will likely be found in contempt of court for violating his gag order in his election interference case, where he falsified business records to conceal a hush money payment during the 2016 campaign. Prosecutors argued that Trump violated the limited gag order at least 10 times and asked Judge Juan Merchan to hold Trump in contempt of court, as well as to fine him $10,000 and force him to delete his social media posts. His disobedience of the order is willful, it's intentional, prosecutors said. He knows what he's not allowed to do, and he does it anyway. Trump's attorney Todd Blanche, meanwhile, claimed that Trump was just defending himself online when he posted about witnesses in the case, including Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. The judge, however, characterized the position as silly and warned him that he was losing all credibility with the court by arguing that Trump was being careful about the gag order. While the judge did not immediately rule on whether Trump had violated the order, minutes after the hearing, Trump posted on his social media platform that the judge should recuse himself because he's taking away Trump's right to free speech and claimed that he was not allowed to defend myself. Meanwhile, testimony in the trial resumed, with tabloid publisher David Pecker taking the stand for a second day to detail the catch-and-kill scheme to bury negative stories about Trump during the 2016 election. Pecker said he acted as the campaign's eyes and ears, notifying Michael Cohen about possible scandals, including about women selling stories, and agreeing to run or publish positive stories about Mr. Trump, adding that he would publish negative stories about Trump's opponents. Pecker also testified that alerting Trump about damaging information had a mutual benefit for the National Enquirer and the Trump campaign. And finally, the FTC banned employers from using non-compete contracts that prevent workers from switching jobs within their industry. It's the first time in more than 50 years that the FTC has issued an economy-wide regulation regarding how companies compete. FTC Chair Lina Khan said robbing people of their economic liberty also robs them of all sorts of other freedoms. The FTC estimates that banning non-competes could create jobs for 30 million Americans and raise wages by at least $400 billion over the next 10 years. And in the polls, CBS News says 45% of Americans believe climate change is a very important issue, but only 10% of respondents have heard a lot about what the Biden administration has done to address it. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.